What to do with a financial windfall today on Money Matters. Hi, I'm Steve Moore, and up first today, making wise use of money you really didn't know was coming your way. Then, with the tax filing deadline looming, oh boy, income tax expert and financial planner Charlie Germany joins us. In fact, he'll be answering your calls through Thursday this week. And later today, are you storing up treasures for yourself on earth or in heaven? This is Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries.
We're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along.
Well, every once in a while, some money does come your way that you did not expect. And the temptation may be to run right out and spend it on something fun or frivolous. Not that there's anything necessarily wrong with that. Well, we certainly don't want to spoil your fun and frivolity, but you really should think twice. And yes, do some planning about how best to use that money. With me now to talk about this are the founders of HomeEconomizer.com, Steve and Annette Economides. They've written an article about windfalls on their website. And Annette, first, give me an idea of what falls into the windfall category.
Windfalls can be tax refunds, they can be bonuses, they can be overtime, they can be gifts for Christmas or birthdays, okay. They can be inheritances, they can even be large asset liquidations.
And what is it as Christians that we're supposed to be doing with this windfall money?
Well, you know, we have to look at every bit of income as a stewardship issue. There was a time when we got a rather large bonus and we had planned out months ahead what we were going to spend the money on, and we divided it up, and we'll talk about our windfall plan in a minute, and we enjoyed a portion of that money and spent it on something that was kind of fun. Mm.
But some should be set aside for savings, and there should be a very small portion for play. That's very important psychologically.
And often we think just the reverse. If it's a windfall, it's found money, it's, you know, it came from the sky, I should take this and do something wild and crazy with it.
Right.
Well, you know, you can do something wild and crazy with a small portion as long as you know you're reaching some of your other goals. Actually, it's more fulfilling.
Okay. Well, then what is your plan for windfall money?
Okay. When we were paying off our first house, and we paid it off in 9 years, what we agreed to was anything that came in above and beyond our budget, mm-hmm. we would divide into three portions, a third to pay off the house, a third of it for additional giving, and a third to play, enjoy, or do house projects with.
Oh.
And it really worked. Now, it may be different if you're paying off debt. Maybe you take a quarter of what you get and save, a quarter of it to have fun with, and then half of it to pay on debt. And just husband and wife agreeing what they're going to do with it before it comes in really takes it out of that emotional realm and puts it into a, okay, the money's here, let's do our plan.
Good advice. Steve and Annette, we appreciate having you with us. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Steve and Annette Economides have a great website with lots of innovative ideas for making the most of what you have. It's HomeEconomizer.com.